Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies bring you... Sweet Sparkies bring you Terry and the Pirates.
Well, Terry Lee and Pat Ryan made a surprise invasion of the Captain Blaze Mountain buildings, which were controlled by the Dragon Lady and her men. They descended by rope from a limestone ledge high overhead. Then, by quick work and quicker thinking, plus a lot of two-fisted fighting, managed to take command of the place and send their enemies rushing away to the safety of the valley nearby. There's more thrills just ahead, so stand by!
Oh, here comes Quaker with a bang, bang. Ra-da-da-da-da, bang, bang. Quaker Puff Wheat Sparkies, the wheat that's shot from guns. The family's favorite breakfast, the wheat that's shot from guns. Quaker Puff Wheat Sparkies in package red and blue. It's never sold in bags or bulk. So Quaker's best for you. Here comes Quaker with a bang, bang. Ra-da-da-da-da, bang, bang.
Say, gang, tell me, do you know what one banana said to the other banana? Why, he said, when you leave the bunch, you get skinned. Then you won't peel so good. Isn't that awful? Say, gang, here's a swell suggestion. For a standout breakfast treat, you try this. And soon, take a bowl of Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies or Quaker Puffed Rice Sparkies, surround those delicious ready-to-eat kingpin kernels with sliced bananas, then add milk and sugar. Good? I'll say it is. What's more, take it from me, your old pal Doug Browning, that Quaker Puffed Wheat and Rice Sparkies hit the spot with any fruit. This double-header cereal, these giant breakfast grains shot from guns, have real second-helping nut-like flavor. They're crisp and tender as nuts in November. And in addition, Sparkies are nourishing. Furnish the additional food value of natural great amounts of vitamin B1, niacin, and iron restored. If your family's missing out, discover why Sparkies, the breakfast grains shot from guns, are more popular today than ever. Enjoy them yourself. Tomorrow, get both delicious kinds. But remember, look for the famous Quaker Man on each big red and blue package. That means you're getting the original, the one and only Quaker Puffed Wheat and Rice Sparkies.
Now back to the mountains of ancient China and the adventure of the limestone ledge. Terry and Pat were able to rescue Elaita, the girl flyer. Yes, and they captured the Dragon Lady. One by one, these women were hauled by a strong rope up along the jagged mountain wall to the ledge by brawny Captain Blaze. Well, these mysterious disappearances frightened the Dragon Lady's superstitious men. They found themselves without a leader. They were bewildered. Taking advantage of this confusion, Terry and Pat rigged up a light and flashed a code message up the ledge. As if in answer to the message, someone started to slide down the rope.
Elaita! It's Elaita, Pat!
Hey, come on down! About time we had reinforcements!
Golly, that takes nerve, Elaita. Slide down that rope from way up there. Believe me, I know. I was nervous as a cat when I slid down.
Yeah, same here.
Don't talk so much. Grab the end of the rope and swing it like a feather in the windstorm.
Okay. Have much farther to slide. Easy does it. Careful you don't get your hands all skinned.
Lucky for me, I got this riding outfit on. Talk about jitters. Oh, I'm so... Well, I'm so nervous. I hope I never do a crazy thing like this again. Honest. Did I slide down all the way from up there?
You'd rather fly higher in a plane, huh?
Sure, any day. Let me sit down. They say it wasn't far. Say, Henry, we got your flash signal saying it was okay down here. Well, we had no way to signal back. We tried to yell down.
We never heard you.
So I elected myself to slide down.
Well, why didn't you haul the rope up, write a message, pin it to the end of the rope, then let the rope down so we'd get the message?
Fine time to tell me that.
Well, I just thought of it this minute.
Anyway, here you are, Elaita. And what's the good word?
Captain Blaze and, all of them are going to start down the mountain trail as soon as it gets daybreak.
Good.
But, what about things down here? We heard shots, of course, but we couldn't make out what was going on.
Well, when you and the Dragon Lady vanished, especially when the place was so well guarded, well... The gang got panicky.
And we kept them that way until they cleared out. Yeah, but Elaita, you didn't slide down here to wish us good morning.
I told you, Mr. Ryan. Blaze, his daughter Cheery, Hotshot, the Dragon Lady, and that member of her gang we also have up there. Well, they're all starting down the mountain as soon as they can see
it. Yeah, so you did say that.
Hey, that's quite a group up there, huh?
Clean forgot about that man we slugged down here on the roof and sent up to the ledge.
Yeah, he's up there. They've got him tied up, along with the dragon lady.
Fair enough. Boy, I hope they watch that lady closely. She's as tricky as a jigsaw puzzle. If she gets half a chance, she'll make a getaway.
Oh, Blaze will find a way to keep an eye on her. Well, I suppose all we can do now is wait here until they leave the ledge and come down here along the narrow trail.
As the smudge of night is slowly rubbed out by the dawn, we join Captain Blaze and Cheery Blaze, Hotshot Charlie, and their prisoners. They're making their way very carefully along the shelf-like ledge of the mountain wall.
You making out all right, Charlie?
Well, right enough, but I wish those seagulls wouldn't fly so close to me.
Them ain't gulls. Them's hawks.
Well, where they bank and dive and scream, you'd think we were stealing their eggs.
We're mighty close to the nest, so we are. We're pretty high up. One false step and you'd be a goner.
Boy, you can say that again, Captain. I'm afraid to look down. It's the longest fall I never want to make. Gee, nothing to hold on to along here but nothing. My heart's in my mouth.
How's the folks behind you? They're still there? I can't see unless I turn, and I can't turn. It's too narrow for the likes of me.
Yeah, they're still with us. No place to go except down. You, Dragon Lady, are you all right, I don't hope?
I shall manage.
Just an inquiry. Captain Blaze is in front of me. He can't turn around. You're behind me.
Well, keep moving, young man.
I am, but what about Cheery and the other prisoner? Are they still behind you?
I presume so. I am not interested.
Don't talk to her, Charlie. She don't make good conversation.
Gee, we're inching along. I'm expecting this limestone to crumble any minute. Limestone is soft stone, you know.
I know it is, but we can't change that.
Gee, maybe I should have slid down that rope, but golly, no. Elaida might be able to do it, but I'm not a human fly. They'll never get me up in a mountain again. Hey, how much farther do we crawl like this?
The trail's getting wider, so it is, just up ahead. Then we can tie our prisoners' arms and legs again and hurry on down to my diggings. I'm anxious to meet up with Terry and Patrick Ryan.
Listen to me, Charlie. I am desperate.
What?
I am right behind you. From here, it is almost 1,000 feet down to the rocks below. One little slip and over you go.
Hey, let go of my arm.
Keep your voice down and listen to me.
But what you...
I am not going to remain the prisoner of Captain Blaze.
Let's go.
In a few more minutes, we'll reach safer ground. You'll stop and tie my hands behind my back.
Yeah, but before
listen
I can...
to me. I stand behind you. Do you feel this gun against your shoulders?
Gee, this is no time.
I am going to use it, unless you do exactly as I say.
Gee, this is no time.
Pay attention.
What do you want?
Captain Blaze is walking ahead of you. I am going to change places with you. Now, you will halt and lean close against the wall. I will step around you, understand?
Hey, but gee, I mean, remember.
I shall risk my life to step around and in front of you. If I fall, you shall go with me. Now then, flatten yourself against the rock. Good. Now, I grasp your shoulder and swing out and around. There. This is better. Now, bear in mind, I want no outcry, no warning. If you speak, I shall shoot both you and the captain.
Yeah, but never mind.
Now, let us catch up to the others.
Well, Tannery boy, we'll soon be where we can see each other as we walk. I hate this walking in single file where you can't turn around and talk to the fellow behind you. You make it out back there, Hotshot. You know, I don't pay to talk too loud. They do say the vibrations of a voice can start a landslide. And we don't want that, now do we?
No, Captain Blaze.
What's that?
We don't want that.
Where?
I'm right behind you, not Charlie. Keep moving. Now, do you feel this gun in your back?
How did you get here?
I have changed places with Charlie.
What sort of a trick is this?
I am not going to be taken a prisoner, dead or alive. In this awkward situation, I mean to save my life, at least.
What do you mean to do?
I won't shoot you unless you fail me. But when we reach safer ground, you must make no attempt to interfere with my escape.
Okay. Okay, it's a deal. I'm not so interested in law and justice that I can't consider my own hide.
Mm. You will permit me and my man to descend the mountain trail ahead of your party. You, your daughter, and Charlie will remain on one spot.
And for how long will we stay put?
Until the sun reaches mid-heaven.
You mean we got to stay up here for going on 3 hours?
Until the sun is directly overhead, yes.
And where might you and your man be going?
That need not concern you. Now then, just up ahead, the trail starts down through the scrub trees. You and the others will remain there until...
In the daylight, it doesn't look so far up there to the limestone ledge. Oh, but even so, I'll never slide down that rope again.
Well, let's hope not. Hey, what time is it, Terry?
My watch has stopped, but from the looks of the sun, I'd say it was almost noon.
I've been keeping an eye out for Blaze and the others. They ought to be coming around that mountain by this time.
Funny they haven't shown up. Do you suppose there's any trouble?
Such as what?
I don't know, but the Dragon Lady's men have been scared away from here, and... Well, maybe they waylaid Blaze and the others and freed the Dragon Lady.
That's a very comforting thought, fella.
Well, it could happen, you know.
No, no, not this time. St. Terry, look up there.
Where? Well, yeah, look, Pat. Here they come. Sure, that's old Blaze coming from behind those rocks and trees.
Yeah, big as life.
Hi there! Hello!
Yeah, there's Charlie and Cheery Blaze.
Hey, wait a minute. Where's the Dragon Lady?
Something is wrong. She's not with us.
Maybe she fell over the ledge.
That's not my guess. Well, Pat, let's sit tight and hear their story. And believe me, it had better be good.
Well, everybody knew the Dragon Lady was tricky. Yes, and as smart as they come. Plenty of courage, that woman. But it looks as if she's outsmarted our friends again. So stand by.
Quaker, puff, we spark, hear the wheat that shot from guns. Here comes Quaker with a bang, bang. Ra-da-da-da-da-bang-bang.
Attention. Attention. Calling all fellows and girls. Calling all fellows and girls. Stand by.
Yes, gang, stand by. Don't miss the big announcement. Monday's the day. Next Monday on Terry and the Pirates. You'll hear it. It's really swell news. So don't miss out. Tell all your pals to be listening, too. Meanwhile, gang, don't be missing out either on your Quaker puffed wheat or rice Sparkies, the delicious breakfast grains shot from guns. Just remember, Sparkies are never sold in bags or bulk. No, sir. They come only in the big Quaker packages that are red and blue. They're the ones for you. Terry and the Pirates is dramatized for radio by Albert Barker, who says, "This looks like the end of the adventure of the Limestone Ledge, or should we say the start of a new and even more amazing Terry Tale thriller. You had better be on hand tomorrow so you won't miss it. Same time, same station. Terry and the Pirates is heard overseas through the Armed Forces Radio Service." This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.